GOP lawmakers appear to be locked in a standoff with Governor Jim Doyle and other Democrats over a provision Doyle wants that would temporarily cap enrollment at virtual schools. This latest Assembly Republican version would remove the cap altogether. Jeff Bush is the executive director of Insight School of Wisconsin, one of the state's newest virtual schools with an enrollment of about 225 students. He told the Assembly Education Committee that limits on his school's growth would put it in the fight for its life.
I'm very concerned about having to tell these students, sorry, but there's no room in the inn for you due to legislative caps and freezes that the Senate bill talks about.
But Democratic lawmakers on the Assembly panel roundly questioned the claim that the caps the governor wants would amount to a death blow for virtual schools. Doyle's proposal would gradually let enrollment grow starting in the 2011 school year until 2015, when any enrollment cap would be lifted. Whitewater Representative Kim Hixon says that would give the state time to conduct a thorough audit.
The schools can stay open. They certainly work for some families, but I don't believe they need unregulated growth at this point, because we really need this audit. We need to study and see how they're working or not working.
If Republicans and Democrats don't come together on this issue, the future of virtual schools may yet be decided in an ongoing lawsuit. An appeals court recently ruled the schools are operating illegally in Wisconsin. Virtual schools would need the state Supreme Court to overturn that ruling if they want to keep receiving public funds. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.